and welcome back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host, Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
Welcome again, one and all, to another episode. Today, we are continuing with the summer 2021 anime lineup as we move on to How Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom, which is a show, if you've listened to the pilot episode, you know that we were looking forward to, one that I was personally looking forward to as a fan of the manga. But before we get into it, what is this show? Believe it or not, How Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom, and for the sake of trying to say that whole name, we'll just refer to it as Realist Hero for the rest of this episode, is actually an isekai, one of, I think, about eight different isekais we've got this season. But unlike a typical isekai, where someone gets transported to another world and gets stupid overpowered abilities and all the women and they go on a grand adventure, now this guy gets isekai to another world and then is basically told, we're going to give you to another kingdom so they don't invade us. And it's just like, wait, what? So, all right, the setup here is that the protagonist is summoned to another world. He's a civil servant and is quickly informed that actually, yeah, the world is kind of at odds with demons who are invading in the north. And basically one of the countries, the Empire, who shares the most border with this demon invasion, has been fighting back and demanding sort of financial support from all the other kingdoms, which is kind of fair, I suppose. Unfortunately, the kingdom that he's been summoned to can't actually afford this, and so to pay the bill, so to speak, they summon a hero, which happens to be him. And the idea is they'll trade him off. But as he very quickly points out, this bill is a yearly thing, so they're going to summon someone every year? Well, apparently they can't. So he takes it upon himself to basically go, right, let's reform politics and economics and, like, let's just sort your money out. And I think it's like 3 days later, basically the king turns around and goes, hey, this guy's much better at running this country than I am, so he's the king now. And yeah, he becomes the king. And that's what the story follows, is him trying to, one, save his own ass, and two, rebuild the kingdom, as the title entails. It has so many tags on my anime list. It's tagged as an action, fantasy, harem, magic, military, romance, and then I've added isekai. I think just isekai is probably the best way to just describe it. The show has been produced by JC Staff. They've done a lot. Some standout series they've worked on include Torodora, Konosuba, The Familiar of Zero, and The Way of the House Husband, which was a recent Netflix adaptation. And even though I mentioned I read the manga, it is actually a light novel first, so it's an adaptation of an adaptation, so to speak. But yeah, three episodes in, and it's probably the most interesting one we've watched so far. But as I tend to ramble, I'm going to throw over to you guys to start us off.
It's certainly something, this anime, isn't it? Have you ever seen Dr. Stone?
Yes.
It's basically that, but for capitalism rather than science, like advancement and theory. Because this guy rocks up and he's like, do you know like the basics of economics? And everyone's like, no. And he's like, well, let me start by just selling all of your like national reserve of gold, bar either historically important items or just this weird shit that he doesn't know. He's just like a book of magic. And he's like, I don't know what it does.
And then you get to the third episode and this woman from the tribe that runs the forest and lives in the forest, the God-given forest or something, doesn't know basic forestry, so he has to fill her in about that.
One of the weirdest things about this, right, I think it's the second episode where he takes his like engaged person to this field, and he's like, everyone's just growing, what is it, cotton, I think.
Yep.
And like, oh, like cotton used to be good money because we used to be a big exporter of cotton, but then everyone started exporting cotton, so now there's no value to it. But like, everyone's starving. He's like, why don't you just grow food? And she's like, why would we do that? And it's like, because everyone's starving. Why would you, like, you're literally just fucking pissing money away by growing cotton that everyone's got, which is perfectly good place to grow some food. And she's like, why would we grow food here? Why would we grow food when we could grow this completely useless crop?
Okay. From the start of the show, I had a question. Why do these sort of isekai shows all have a summoning gacha spell? I mean, what happens if they summoned and it was a mass murderer got pulled in?
There are actually a couple of slight side tangent, but there are a couple of isekais. I don't know if they've been animated yet, but like a couple of mangas where like something kind of like that happens, where like they summon a group of people and they've gotten like some really odd characters, or they've gotten like someone extra and they're like, oh, we don't want you. So yeah, the gacha system of isekai can sometimes mess up. It's worth pointing out that like the first three episodes, we start with obviously that first episode where he gets summoned, and then he basically is just like, well, this isn't going to do, is it? We got to sort this out. Gets made the king, immediately gets basically engaged, not by his choosing, to the princess, who initially isn't too happy about it. And then, the second episode is them basically being like, why the fuck are you growing all this cotton? All your people are starving. And I think it's like, there's a brilliant line where like the princess makes a comment about like, people wouldn't revolt just because they're hungry. And he's like, yeah, they would. She's like, no, they love this country. Yeah, but if they're hungry.
Honestly, that was like the dumbest bit, where she's just like, but people love the country. And he's just like, people love a country that can feed them. You're not feeding them or giving them literally anything. Like, you're literally just standing there in your ivory tower and being like, why are you all mad? Why don't you just eat each other?
Yeah. And then the third episode, because part of the problem he finds straight away is that basically all the people he got given to help are useless. So he's like, right, I want people that think outside the box. You know, he gets proper startup going on. You know, he's like, right, I want those big brain thinkers. And so I think it's the end of the second episode, they do like, because they just happen to have like essentially a broadcasting system, and he does a broadcast being like, I want the best people. I want you to come here. If you've got a talent, show me what you got. And then we skip to the third episode where they've apparently only found five people.
No. Minister, I think it is, explains that these are the people with the most unique talents.
Oh, yes.
One of them's really good at Excel. That's their unique talent.
The fat man is good at eating, who didn't see yeah. me.
So here's the thing, and I'll keep this focused on the first three episodes, but I do have to share this.
No. We watched three episodes. We're basing our opinion on three episodes.
Stay with me. As someone who read the manga, because this is actually a grievance I have with the first three episodes, and I won't go into spoilers, but the pacing of the first three episodes really infuriates me, because to give some context, that's basically the first four, maybe five chapters of the manga, and they've just really dragged. Like the third episode ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. It's an okay cliffhanger of like what one of the characters' unique abilities are, but it's there like, hang on, it's taken us like an hour, if you don't count intros and outros, to get to this point. It's like, we haven't even got to the good stuff yet. And like, it's so annoying that they spent so long fucking talking about cotton and God knows what.
And then in the start of the third episode, a recap of the cotton scene.
Oh, don't. Oh my God. I know so much about cotton farming after watching this. Like, holy shit, I'm ready to make a fucking fleece.
Okay, I will say in this anime, nothing happens. However, the last show we had where nothing happens, it was boring. This one, at least nothing happens, but it still manages to be interesting. Except episode two starts with here's a woman showering.
I think the problem, I think we had this assumption of Realist Hero before going in, is that like it was going to be a much more talky show because of the subject matter. And it definitely is that. The problem I have with it, one is the pacing. And two is the fact that nothing happens visually. There is very little actually going on when you're watching it. They also do this really weird thing, at least once an episode, where they basically like fly the camera through the scene, but it's really jarring and not done very well. It's like they just suddenly thought like, hey, let's just throw some 3D in. Aside from that, like, yeah, it's an interesting one to watch, even though some of the stuff is a bit stupid. Like, yeah, why are you just growing cotton? Like, fucking feed your people. Now they've got to deal with a food crisis.
Why don't they feed them cotton?
Yeah, just eat the cotton. It's fine. Yeah, it's definitely a more it's one of the more interesting shows airing this season. But it's really missed the mark, I feel, and I'm a little bit frustrated because, like, you know, again, if you listen to the pilot episode, this is the one I was most looking forward to. Massive fan of the manga. Really enjoy the plot. The story gets really good later on. But these first three episodes are a bit of a slog to get through. Like, I could almost forgive the first episode, but like going into the second episode, I thought, right, they're going to end the second episode with like essentially what happens in the third episode. No, okay, so they'll end it in the third episode. Okay, no, they haven't even ended it in the third episode. Like, oh, okay.
I thought all of it was terrible. I was like, this is some low budget, ugly ass anime, and I am not interested in watching it. After when that third episode started with Cotton, honestly, I was so angry. I was like, I'm sick of watching this guy stood at a cotton farm going, have you tried feeding people? And he's like, clearly not. Everyone's hungry. Just move on.
The 3D scene that kind of jumped out at me was when the guy reveals, oh, I'm really good at eating and I know a lot about food. And Soma jumps off his throne and runs down towards him. The camera follows him down. And I thought, oh, that's a weird angle to do. And then grabs him. Oh, I'm so happy you're here.
I don't like any of the art at all. Like, it's really, it just feels cheap. It feels,
it's kind of generic.
Yeah, honestly, it felt like I was watching an anime, like a mediocre anime from like 2006. But that's how it felt. Not to insult mediocre anime from 2006, but I want my mediocre anime in 2021 to be at least 5 years advanced from there, you know? And it's disappointing because I was interested in it when we first like saw what was announced and I read through everything that was coming out. It seemed like one of the more interesting ideas. Having watched 3 episodes of it and having become a connoisseur thanks to it, it just completely lost me. I was like, I think the main character is unlikable. I think his fiancée is unlikable because she just reminds me of like every generic royal. And when you live in the UK, you either love that or hate that. There's no fine line in the middle.
Jumping off of that, in the second episode, she's on the way to the cotton field. She's holding onto the reins of the horse and she complains at him, shouldn't a man be holding the reins? It's like, oh yeah, gender expectations from the female soldier.
Yeah, she's literally like a high-ranking official in the army. And it's like, why would he? Like, he looks like someone who's never ridden... He looks like he's never seen a horse, never mind ridden a horse.
It's interesting because they've kind of... I don't like to pull the or in the manga card, but I'm afraid with this one I have to. They have kind of, like, dumbed down some of the characters. It's not that they've skipped over bits, although they have tweaked the order that some stuff happens, which I found interesting. Yeah, the characters are a bit more chill, I'm going to go with. There's a lot less. Like, when the princess first meets the main character, and she's like, you know, he's like, oh, who are you? Are you here to do work? She's like, no, I'm the princess. And he's like, oh, cool, yeah, we're engaged. That interaction is just really kind of lackluster, whereas in the manga, there's like a full-on back and forth of just like, you came in here, you stole the throne, you bastard. And he's just like, well, hang on, wait, no, your dad just gave it to me. Like, we're kind of both the victims here. But it's all kind of toned down a little bit. And also, can we just talk about the random ending, like the end of the first episode where there's just a random Yu-Gi-Oh! Reference?
Yes, I wrote that down. I was about to bring it up. Like, even the animation style changed. His face looked like Yugi or the Pharaoh, whatever it is.
At the time of recording, I want to point out that the dub of this show has started. And I was really curious, so I went and rewatched the first episode in the dub. The dub isn't too bad.
If you say Dan Green does the voice, I'm going to scream.
I don't know. However, when it gets to that reference at the end, it almost sounds exactly like Yugi, and I'm just like, oh, God.
Okay, because Dan Green does the voice in Yu-Gi-Oh, so that's why I'm curious now.
I was hoping we'd have a lot to say about this, and like we'd have a lot of conversation. But I feel like we've already said what we think. Like, there isn't really much else to it. The first 3 episodes are just really underwhelming. It's just a lot of talk about politics and cotton, and then we get introduced to a bunch of characters who aren't that bright.
We keep getting these insights into what's happening in the other kingdoms, and we get introduced to these characters who, as far as I'm concerned, are nameless because I don't know their names and I can't remember if their names were said. So we can kind of see where they're going to go with this. It's going to be a world tour or something. They're going to go around and solve problems in all of the kingdoms, but that hasn't happened yet. They've just stayed in and talked about cotton and food and money. Oh, yeah. and the guy can put his consciousness into stationary objects, inanimate objects.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I said, isekai'd with no powers. He does get a power, because they have this thing where they're like, typically people who get summoned get some sort of magic, and it turns out that his is possession, which allows him to... He uses it to possess three little feather pens at the start, just to do more documents, and then...
And then a glove to read a book while he's not in the room. I thought that was quite clever, actually.
Yes, that was good. Yeah, because as he's interviewing the candidates, he's checking to make sure he gets his information right.
They're from this kingdom. Ooh, flick through the book. Ah, right. Now I know about that kingdom.
Oh, and then, okay, I know why they did it, and it is actually, this happens in the manga, but the bit where they get the woman to sing, for some reason, was just really awkward to watch in the third episode.
I think all of it's awkward to watch. I think the whole thing's really poorly put together.
The woman has great beauty. It's a weird way to say she has big boobs, but that's how they describe her.
And she can sing, but the beauty comes first, obviously. And the first thing we see of her is her boobs. So I don't know. I'm disappointed, I think, is just the sort of general feeling on this one.
I thought there were some nice touches, like explaining at the start of the second episode how the streetlights work. They've got glowing moss and people can take showers and light fires because of magic, because they don't have matches to do fires. But yeah, it's been world building. Not having read the manga, I haven't been disappointed, but I didn't expect much from it from the start.
No, that's fair. I mean, I think sort of my thoughts to kind of close up my argument, or not, it's really an argument, but my thoughts are kind of like, the plot is still quite interesting. I think there is still a lot of interesting ideas, and I've not, throughout the three episodes, I wasn't at any point not paying attention. There's a few bits where I was like, this just looks weird, or this feels weird, but I was paying attention to what was being said, and I was enjoying that. And I think from a narrative point of view, for the most part, if you're wanting a sort of slower, cotton focused show, then this is probably one you'll enjoy. But in terms of visual fidelity, it's very underwhelming. It's a very still show, and it's slow. I won't go into it, but based on the pace of the first three episodes, I can pretty much, I would safely guarantee, bet on how it's going to end. It's 13 episodes, and I'd be fairly comfortable taking a shot at what the final episode will be. And yeah, it's the pacing is peculiar.
It's got a 7.33 score on my anime list.
I've learned they can't be trusted.
I don't really think we've got much else to add. I like the intro and outro. The song, the music's good.
I can't really remember them, and I watched them this morning.
It's all right. It's so bang average in every way that it's forgettable. The only thing I took out of it was Cotton. There's a guy called Marx, and that's it. Honestly, I think that's all I can remember. That's everything I've got.
What about the lion who rules one of the other kingdoms?
No, I mean, he looked like the guy from Disney's Robin Hood.
King John.
King John, yeah. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm not really a fan of that. I guess he's going to be greedy or something.
And then there's the random wolf girl. Actually, there was a subtle bit of animation I did quite enjoy, and that's when they all come into the hall for the first time. They all kneel and put their arm on their chest, salute the king. And as the camera's panning across them, she's got her arm on she's doing the other arm, and she quickly looks at the lady next to her and just oh, wrong arm, and quickly switches it.
Yeah, that was nice.
And then obviously the focus is on the elf, because the elf is like, you're not my master, I'm going to stand. And then very quickly just, I'm not even kidding, offers herself to him, because he's just like, yeah, you got to fend the forest, otherwise things go bad. And she's like, well, you know a lot about trees, so I guess I'm yours now.
I'll be your soldier, I'll die for you, I'll kill for you, I'll be your concubine.
Wait, what? You're all making this anime worse without me even watching it anymore, and that's what's beautiful.
Oh dear. I think, unfortunately for me, it is gonna have to be a meh. I am a little bit disappointed in the first three episodes, but is it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh from you, Ace?
It's a meh. I think I might stick with it, see where it goes, at least until they meet that lion dude, or at least some other important characters, rather than the king and queen who just stay in their room cleaning his ear all day, or the handful of randoms that we've just met in the third episode.
Fair enough. And Rhodes, what about you?
it's not recommended for me. I think it's really cheap. I think it's really uninspired. I'm not saying it can't get good. I'm just saying that I don't have much time in the world. Like, I've only got a limited amount of hours in the day. And after giving this an hour of the many hours I've lived, I don't want to give it any more minutes, never mind hours.
Brutal, but fair enough. As always, we'll give our final scores and opinions in the end of season episode, so do look forward to that. Although I don't think Rhodes' opinion will be changing.
Hey, a leopard can change its spots. That's not the saying at all, is it? It's completely wrong.
And with that, I think that'll bring us to the end. Thank you very much for joining me, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, a very big thank you for listening. We release new episodes of the Powers Anime Lounge every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time, so make sure to check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one.